What would you do with your life if you knew you couldn't fail? If you had all the money, all the time, all the knowledge, all the resources that you needed, what would you do with your life if you simply knew that anything was possible for you? My name is Christina Carlsson, founder of global Swedish design and inspiration brand Dream Life and author of the book Your Dream Life Starts Here. And I love exploring these sorts of questions to inspire people like you to chase your own dream life, whatever that means for you. Many years ago, I wrote down a dream on paper that would one day bring Swedish design to the world and create beautiful, inspiring, and meaningful products that would bring sparks of joy into the everyday lives of millions. Now that I have achieved that dream, I want to leverage everything I've learned to help you dream big and to create a global movement to inspire 101 million people to transform their lives and transform the world in return. Each episode will dive deep into the power of dreaming and share real insights and practical ideas that you can use immediately to build a dream life of your own, whatever that means for you. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode. This week, during my Dream Life coaching session, one of the ladies told me that she has never been this productive and never got as much done in the first quarter in her whole life. And I got so excited because it was music to my ear. Quarterly planning was a complete game changer for me, and that is why I'm teaching my system. So today I want to share with you why planning quarterly is such a game changer and how you can do it too. So when we plan yearly, we feel that we got a whole long year ahead of us. And then something happens and the plan goes completely pear-shaped. And most of us are so busy that we may not get into replan the year when an obstacle or a challenge comes our way, and it always does. And we keep going until we get to the new year and we plan again. In today's world, it's impossible to know what will happen in our lives in the next 12 months. Things can completely change. And by thinking this way and planning yearly could mean that we waste months of our lives doing things we perhaps shouldn't be doing or isn't leading to our overall big dreams and goals. I still plan my year in the beginning of the year, but I do that in terms of planning all high level, but all the details goes into my quarterly planning. And I only plan one quarter at a time. I call my quarter a mini year. So I treat it as if it's a year, but it's shorter, just 3 months. This makes it so much easier to change if an obstacle comes our way that could completely change our direction. Also, by planning quarterly, our dreams and goals are broken down in smaller chunks, which makes it feel less overwhelming and much more achievable. And it's so much easier to measure the progress when you're only focusing on one quarter ahead. And the best part is that you will get so much more done when you're focused on a shorter amount of time, because it feels so much closer than, for example, if you plan for a year, which often feels like you have forever. Also, it makes it much easier to make a decision for a quarter versus a whole year, because you don't know what is going to be your reality in 12 months' time. Another great benefit planning quarterly is that each season may be different for you. So some quarters you may work less and some you may double down and get much more done. And at the end of each quarter, you review the quarter before you start planning for the next one to make sure you learn from your mistakes and what didn't work, as well as what did work really well, and make sure you do more of that. As mentioned, when I started thinking and plan quarterly, I just got so much more done. So I put it into my Dream Life coaching program, and it was just so nice to know that it works for them as well. I do know that not everyone is in the Dream Life coaching program, so I have actually decided to record it. So if you want to learn my whole system, how I plan quarterly, I will link to it in the show notes, or head to dreamlovestartshere.com. I hope you are inspired to start thinking and planning quarterly And we got quarter two of 2023 starting shortly, if you are listening at the time of releasing this episode. The scary part is that by end of Q2, half 2023 will be gone. And I just feel like time goes so fast. So let's get planning and make Q2 the most productive quarter ever. That is certainly my plan, and I hope you will join me. If you got any questions about planning the quarter or about my new online course about how to plan your quarter, please let me know in the Dream Life Podcast Facebook group. I will link to that in the show notes as well. As always, I will be back next week with another inspiring guest. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss it. I will see you then.